48 people died when the Stardust nightclub in Artane in North Dublin went on fire in the early hours of Valentine's Day 1981. Full inquests into their deaths have been sitting for almost a year after decades of campaigning. The jury has now reached majority verdicts and they'll be read out at 2 o'clock today. As Samantha Librari now reports, it's been a very long wait for the families of the 48 young people who died from the fire.
In the early hours of Valentine's Day 1981, a fire ripped through the Stardust Ballroom in the suburb of Artane in North Dublin. The 800 people in attendance scrambled for the exits, more than 200 people were injured, and 48 young people lost their lives. Half of the dead were aged 18 or under, and most of the victims came from working class estates in Artane, Coolock and Kilmore. The influx of the dead and injured overwhelmed Dublin's hospitals. While parents combed the capital's morgues to find out if their child had survived or died, the families impacted instantly started looking for answers as to what caused the deadly blaze. Antoinette Keegan, who survived the fire but lost two sisters in the tragedy, described the scene that night.
The whole thing all happened so quick, the flames all start coming towards us. The heat was, it was terrible, it was like being in an oven. And I was trying to, like, we were holding hands, forming a kind of a chain to pull one another out. And then just the lights was turned off. We lost sense of direction, we were running around in circles. The smoke was catching our breaths and we just running around in circles.
But the road ahead would be long, with a four-decade campaign which often left them feeling dismissed and ignored, but their resolve to get the truth endured. Shortly after the disaster in 1982, the Keane Tribunal concluded the fire was probably caused deliberately. That was rejected by relatives, feeling it stigmatised the dead and survivors. The finding was removed from the record in 2009, to the delight of families.
I missed them so much, but at least we've done something for them today.
In 2017, a retired judge was appointed to investigate the circumstances of the fire. He concluded that there should be no new inquiry. Antoinette Keegan again.
But they think for one minute in there, right, this is going to knock us, we're going no further. They have another thing coming because we are not stopping.
But in 2019, the then Attorney General said that there had been an insufficiency of inquiry at the original inquests held the year after the fire, and he directed fresh proceedings take place. The latest inquest began last April with pen portraits of each of the deceased, their jobs, hobbies and plans for the future all detailed to the jury. The proceedings also heard from those who ran the Stardust, most notably manager Eamon Butterley, who had remained largely silent over the past four decades. He faced questions over 8 days. There was testimony too from survivors who spoke of the chaos in the club as flames spread, lights went out, and how they managed to escape as thick smoke engulfed the Stardust. The emergency services who attended the scene spoke of tackling the blaze, attempts to rescue people and the grim recovery operation. Experts too spoke about the likely cause of the fire and the reasons it spread so rapidly. Throughout the hearings, the families attended the court. Their long search for answers now might finally be near an end.
Samantha Librari reporting.